Blog Talk Radio.
Deliverance Live Blog Talk Radio with your host, Apostle Gregory Martin. Your co-host on tonight is Elder Anthony Mason and Minister Nikki Cuthbert. For our panel on tonight, we have, again, Minister Anthony Mason, Minister Nikki Cuthbert, Evangelist Yvette Watson, and also Minister Daniel Martin, Minister Tamika Cuthbert, and Minister Yvonne Watson. We have Prophetess Tasha Taylor, Minister April Reeves, Minister Ken Davis, and Prophetess Duffy Davis. We have them here, our panel tonight, and I want you to, as quick as you can, get on the telephone and tell people for prayer and questions and for just tonight's broadcast. In particular, call in 215-383-5866. I don't care what condition of maybe a friend or loved one may be in. This broadcast, I do believe, will encourage you and everybody else that you know. And maybe you can go back on your computer and pull it up afterwards. But if you miss the meat of the broadcast, but if you're listening to it tonight, again, the number is 215-383-5866. Our subject for tonight that we're speaking about is that you may have gone too far, but you're not too far gone. You may have gone too far, but you're not too far gone. Many times I've run across people that have felt that they're in a position or a situation or a condition where they figure that situation, condition, or even sickness or disease have gone too far, and they didn't see any hope, any encouragement that it was going to be a turnaround or a turning point in their situation, in their condition, in their life. You may feel that you've walked away from God and you've gone too far. I'm here to tell you this broadcast will encourage you and let you know that you can come back around. Not only that, but you may figure that you have gone to the point of so-called no return in reference to your situations or conditions or problems, but or you may feel that you have fallen down so often. And that what's the use of trying to get back up again? You may feel that you've been carrying, again, that sickness and disease in your body, and the outlook is looking more negative than it is positive. Or you may have been lying on your bed of affliction in that wheelchair, seemingly with limited use of your arms, legs, and other physical extremities, with little or no hope of recovery. Or you may be one of those individuals that have gone through states of oppression, depression, fears, and pills and other forms of medicine and therapy have done no good. And you're still at the same place you were when you began, at your wit's end. Well, I want you to stop and listen to this broadcast, because if you've gone through any of these things, or if something else that you're going through where you feel that even though you've gone that far or gone to that distance or gone to that level of despair, you can turn around and look up and live, because though you've gone far, You're yet not gone. You're yet not far gone. You can turn around and get some help on tonight. And to give us some more encouragement on the fact that help is readily and help is on your way, and some examples of how God stepped in and helped in reference to those that felt that they were going too far but come to realize they were not too far gone. I'm asking our panel to come in and help us on tonight. Our first person on the panel is Minister Elder Anthony Mason. Elder Anthony Mason, would you respond to our audience wherever they are in the country or wherever they may be listening to this broadcast, both now or later in the world? Elder Anthony Mason.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Apostle. This is an excellent topic tonight because a lot of people think they've just gone way too far in sin and that they can't make it back. But there were many examples in the Bible where people that you might have thought have gone too far and have gone beyond God's reach, God was still able to reach and pull them back. And I thought about the children of Israel, how in the wilderness they did nothing but murmur and complain. They did nothing but complain from the time they stepped onto the dry ground, from the time they crossed the Red Sea all the way walking on dry ground all the way to the other side of the Red Sea. They did nothing but complain about what they had to eat, what they didn't have, what they were going to die in the wilderness. We should have stayed in Egypt. But God still allowed them to make it into the promised land. Though all of them did not make it, though everybody that started out with them did not finish with them, there was some that God allowed to make it to the end, and they might have thought they had gone too far, even down when it came down to the golden calf and came down to Korah and all of his folks going against Moses, but they were still able to make it into the promised land. God saw fit to let them make it into the promised land. He recovered them. He was able to rebuild them. He was able to teach them and guide them and allow them to make it into the promised land.
So even as they felt that they had gone too far behind their rebellion and unbelief, yet God, as you said, still brought them into the promised land. All right, I want to go to Minister Nikki Cuthbert. Minister Nikki Cuthbert, will you also share something with us for people that felt that they've gone too far, that you can actually express that you've not gone far enough?
Yes, sir. When I heard the topic tonight, I automatically thought of Samson. He went far. He played in his flesh, and he was playing with Delilah and everything, and it was obvious he went too far because of the fact that when he went too far, Delilah cut his hair. He lost his strength. He was playing with his flesh. He wasn't where he was supposed to be. But God, and I think that's another topic for tonight, but God, is that God brought him back, and God said, no, I have more for you. I have something else planned for you. You are not too far gone. And he repented, got back in the will of the Lord, let his hair grow back, and he was more powerful after the fact than what he was before.
You may have gone too far, but you're not too far gone. That's our subject tonight. Samson went, beyond what he thought that he would ever be. And that's the problems and the deceptions of sin. It will take you into an area where you have felt that I've gone too far. But that don't mean you're too far gone. God is able to bring you back to your senses, spiritual senses, that is, and to bring you back into a place where you can recover and still be a viable asset against your enemy, as Samson was. And with that being said, Evangelist Yvette Watson, what have you got to say in reference to people that feel that they've gone too far, but that they've not too far gone?
Apostle Martin, when I heard about this topic, I thought about Peter and how Peter, he was one of the 12 disciples, and how Peter played a major role. He was like one of the first disciples that was called by Christ. He was called the rock by Jesus Christ. He walked on water. He witnessed Jesus' transfiguration. He was even there when they came to arrest Jesus, and he cut off one of the ears of the soldiers. But at the same time, when it was publicly noted that after Jesus' arrest, that Peter was with Jesus, Peter denied Christ not once, not twice, but he denied Jesus Christ three times. He denied knowing him. He denied being a part of his disciples. He just denied him so much that even he cursed. But even in that, I began to think about after Jesus' death and after his resurrection, when the women went to, when Mary Magdalene and Mary went to the tomb to go and see the body of Jesus and go to anoint him, there was a man there clothed in a white robe because Jesus' body was no longer there. But one thing that stood out to me was when they went there, he said, go tell your disciples and Peter. That meant even though Peter went too far, Peter denied Christ, Peter turned his back on Jesus, even the angel of the Lord knew that Peter was still a part of Jesus. Peter was restored, and Peter was brought back into the kingdom. Peter was even there on the day of the Pentecost, and he received the Holy Ghost, which was prophesied by Jesus Christ. So even though he went so far, he didn't go too far that he couldn't be restored, he couldn't be renewed, and he couldn't be used for the kingdom of God. So I thought about that, Apostle Martin.
Peter, God, even though Peter felt, you know, the Bible said he went out and wept bitterly behind denying the Lord. But even with that, he had felt that he had gone too far. But Jesus said, go, when you go get him, as you pointed out, evangelist, how that Jesus said, tell my disciples and Peter. In other words, it ain't over. You've gone too far to yourself in reference to what you've done, Peter, in reference to what you feel, in reference to what's happening, but you're not too far gone for me to turn around and include you in that which I've already ordained for you to be. Very well put. And Minister Daniel Martin, what have you got to say to these that have gone, that may have felt that they've gone too far of our listening audience, but they're not really too far gone? What have you got to say to them, Minister Martin?
God bless you, Pastor Martin. Yes, sir. I was thinking about the story of Jonah. And Jonah had distinctive direction from God to go to the city of Nazareth, but he didn't. He wanted to think of his own self. He wanted to go against God. He disobeyed God's word. So when he disobeyed God's word, he found himself on the ship. And then when he found himself on the ship, he thought it'd be smooth sailing. But it wasn't smooth sailing because he started running from God. It's not smooth sailing when you run from God. So now he's looking over his back, and now a storm comes around. The men of the ship found out it was him was to blame. It was Jonah to blame of all this chaos, all of this storm. So if you find yourself to blame with all the storm, God will bring you out. And now he got thrown over the boat. So he's to blame for that. So when he gets inside of the sea, a big fish comes, swallows him in. So he feels now he's inside of the bowels of the fish. He's in the waves, in the raging waves. He's in the abyss part of his life. He's in the deepest and darkest part of his life, but he started praying to God, and God delivered him and said, God, please bring me out of it. And once you start calling on the name of God, God started being his rescue. So if you call on the name of God, he will bring your rescue. If you call on the name of God, he is faithful to bring you out of any situation. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jonah went through. Jonah, rebellion will turn around and get you in a bad situation. Disobedience will get you in a bad situation. But yet, though you feel like because that you have been disobedient or rebellious that you've gone too far, yet I'm here to tell you you're not too far gone, that God can turn situations around. And I'm thinking about now calling on Minister Yvonne Watson. Minister Yvonne Watson, what have you got to say to our listening audience along this subject? You've gone too far, but not too far gone.
Pastor Martin, praise the Lord. Yes, this is a wonderful topic, and I actually thought about one of the kings, Manasseh, and Manasseh was one of the most wicked kings that had ever reigned over Judah. He did things that no king had ever done before. I was actually blown away by some of the things he did. He rebuilt the altars and worshiped the pagan gods that his dad Hezekiah had destroyed. He brought in the Assyrian sex cult, the God's people, the nation of Israel. He even brought gods in the temple itself, in the outer court and in the holy place where the priest worshiped. He worshiped the sun, the moon, the planets, and the stars and followed astrology. He even sacrificed his own baby son and set him on fire to the god Molech. He practiced witchcraft. He dealt with mediums and spiritists and gave them positions of leadership. And if all that wasn't enough, he actually put symbols of the sex goddess in the Holy of Holies where God's Holy Spirit was. He provoked God to such anger that God said that from the day their fathers had came out of Egypt unto this day, that had never, ever, ever been so bad. And in 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 13, God said, I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. So I thought, my goodness, Manasseh had truly gone too far. I was wondering what God was going to do about this. Well, God allowed him to be captured and taken into prison in Babylon for 12 years. And in the Bible, in 2 Chronicles 33, verse 12, it says that when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. And he prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him and heard his supplication, and God brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. And Manasseh said, knew the Lord, he was God. So Manasseh repented, and he had 20 years of righteous rule after that and became one of the mightiest kings of Judah. And I realized that Manasseh was not too far gone. And I compared this to my own life. I've done some pretty horrible things myself. I didn't worship Baal and do some of the most horrible things he had ever done, but I did worship things and had bad relationships with people. And I thank God for repentance and this encouragement that Manasseh gave me, because Jesus does forgive, and the blood of Jesus washes us and sets us free, and we're free indeed. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Sister Yvonne, I tell you, my God, I began to learn something more here myself about Manasseh. He did. Those were everything you named, some of the most hideous things and most horrific things that any king or any person could do. So anybody that's listening to this broadcast tonight, you can listen to what's being stated, and if you would turn around and let God help you, God will bring you out. Now I want to take a moment before I go to our next panelist and remind you, you can call 215-383-5866. God is ready. I feel the Spirit of God ready to forgive, ready to heal, ready to deliver. But I don't want to miss you on tonight. So get your call in. That's 215-383-5866. Now I'm going to Tamika Cuthbert, Minister Tamika Cuthbert. I want you to also share with this listening audience that we have with us tonight concerning people that feel that they've gone too far, but they are not too far gone. Minister Tamika Cuthbert. Praise the Lord. All right, let's Prophetess Tasha Taylor. Prophetess Tasha Taylor, are you there? Talk to us tonight about people that are gone too far, but yet they're not too far gone. All right, Minister Tasha Taylor.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Martin. I also love this topic that you was chosen tonight. And when I thought about being too far gone, but really not gone, far gone, I thought about King David, and I thought about what he did with Bathsheba. And the Bible tells us in 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter, it talks about how David got up and he saw Bathsheba and she was bathing, and he sent his messengers to go get her, and he slept with her. And with that being said, she went back to her home and she found out she was pregnant, and she let him know. And what he did was he set her husband up, Uriah, to be put on the front line of a hot battle in the right area to be killed. And so I thought about all of that, and I said, wow, David really did. That was horrible. And the prophet Nathan came to him and told him a story. And when he heard this story, David got angry. He wanted to know who this was. And Nathan said, thou art the man. David had not even seen himself, but Nathan came and told him that story, which allowed him to see himself. Mm-hmm. And when he did, in Psalms, the 51st chapter, David goes into prayer, and he begins to tell God, and he begins to repent in such a way that he gives God, he pours his heart out to God. He asks God to wash him. He asks God to create in him a clean heart and renew a right spirit. And he tells God that he sinned against him and him only. But what happens with all of this, and what I love about David, is where a man would look at that and say, David is so horrible by the things that he did. In Acts, the 13th chapter, the 22nd verse, it says, and God says this, that David was a man after my own heart. And I believe what God really looked at was the fact that David came to him naked, in a sense, spiritually. He took off all of that kingship, and he lay before God and said, God, I repent. I'm sorry. So I love the topic where you would have thought David was so far gone. He really wasn't. He knew what to do. He knew that he had to repent. And he did that, and he did that with a sorrowful heart. And God honored that, and he was a man after God's own heart.
That's why Isaiah 55 and 6 said, let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord. It's time for people to return unto the Lord. David turned to God after he realized sin is so deceptive that David did not realize the degree of the sin that he was doing until it was pointed out to him, which by reason we even need ministries that will point out the sin factor, not to condemn people, but to bring them to the point of repentance, and whereby they can turn back to God as David did and get forgiveness as David did. And because he was willing to turn, and because he was a man of praise and a man that wanted to please God, God said, that's a man. I enjoy that. Prophetess Taylor, God said, that's a man after my own heart. Now, I want to go to Minister April Rees. Minister April Rees, what have you got to say to our listening audience concerning them that it may have gone far, but have not too far gone? Minister April Rees.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Martin. Well, I think of the suffering of Jesus. In the religious world, the Pharisees, who were supposed to be the saints, the believers, they hated Jesus so much that they crucified him. They killed him. And that this all was done because the Pharisees did not believe that Jesus was the true and living God. So they thought by killing Jesus, it would put an end to him. But Jesus had a turn in the resurrection. He rose with all power and authority, and he took the sting out of death and the keys out of hell. He did all this for you and me. So you might be in a dead situation. You might be dwelling in sin. You might be at the point that you feel that you've done so wrong that there is no hope for you. You might even feel like your life is hopeless and useless. But I'm here to encourage you tonight. If you die to sin and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, not only will he give you eternal life, but he will give you a new life. And I'm reminded of the scripture of Romans 6:23, for it said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen, Sister Reza. Amen. They thought they had Jesus at his end. They figured that the cross of Calvary, his death on the cross, was the end of all things. But as you pointed out, there was a turning point which they did not consider, and that same Jesus that was crucified now lives, got up from the grave 3 days later, now lives, and is able to forgive everybody that will turn to him and believe in his shed blood that he shed at Calvary. The devil tried to stop that, him going to the cross. The devil felt that even though he was determined to go, death says, I will hold him. because the grave says I will keep him. But the thing is, the Bible says that Jesus said, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? You don't have no more victory. There's a turning point. And because of that, you and I can have the victory also. I want to address Minister Ken Davis. Minister Ken Davis, there are so many conditions that's out here. What can you say concerning maybe someone that's been continually attacked and continually going through that have gone so far and it seem like they're losing everything or lost everything, but they're not too far gone? What have you got to say to us, Minister Davis?
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I can tell you a person that was so far gone. It was talking about in Mark 5 of how when Jesus came over to the country of the Gadarenes, there met him a man from in the tombs. It says, and this man, he was dwelling amongst the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that it had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. But God gave him a moment, a brief moment of sanity where all of a sudden when he saw Jesus coming, it says he ran and worshiped him. Now, this man was possessed by a devil, but God gave him a moment of sanity. He gave him that moment where he all of a sudden came and worshiped Jesus. But then that devil took back over. But God gave him that moment, and it says and that devil said to him, and he cried out with a loud voice, what do I have to do with you, Son of the Most High? Adjure thee by God that you torment me not. But then Jesus turned around, and he told him, said, now you come out of this man. Leave him alone. Be thou clean. So it was the turning point, and when Jesus came on the scene, the anointing, the power of God that destroys yokes, that breaks every chain, that delivers you, that every miracle that you need, it came when Jesus came on the scene. And when these devils seen him, God gave the man a moment of sanity to cry out and begin to worship. And worship gets God's attention. And when he got Jesus' attention, then God came to his rescue. God delivered him. God set him free. And that's what happens with many of us when we feel like we're in a position where we can't overcome sin, where we can't overcome the struggles, or we got strongholds that are in our life. When Jesus comes on the scene, when we put ourselves in a position and transition where he is, then that's when deliverance comes. That's when healing comes. That's when the miracles take place. That's when God gives us that expectation that we've been waiting for, freedom. And he makes us free indeed.
The man had come to that place where oppression and depression, this was somebody's son, somebody's possible father, somebody's possible brother. This man at one time was probably, he could have been an educated man. He could have been a man of great intelligence. But the thing is, somewhere along the line, the devil came in and took over, and it took Jesus to deliver that man from the demon called Legion, which means 2,000 to 6,000 demons altogether. But Jesus, just by his word, delivered him. I want to go to Minister Duffy Davis before we go to break. And that number, again, is 215-383-5866. Crawford, this Duffy Davis, will you come talk to a listening audience concerning those that may have felt that they've gone too far, but they're not too far gone?
Praise the Lord. Apostle Martin, I was just thinking about today's generation and where they stand today. A lot of the young generation feel like they have gone too far and that there's no turning point where they can find themselves back in the position where they once was in Christ. Even I found out today in today's generation that there have been pastors and evangelists and preachers and teachers felt like they have went too far and that there's no turning back, that God won't forgive them for some of the acts that they may have committed or some situations that have caused them to be in that place where they are today. But I think about in the book of 1 John, and it's 1 John 1 and 9, But God said, we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It doesn't matter what you did, how you did it, when you did it. God said, if we confess him, he is the one that is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It doesn't matter what you've done. I don't care if you was a sinner on drugs, alcohol, backslidden in heart or mind. It doesn't matter if you were a homosexual, lesbian, gay, dykes, whatever your case, your situation may line up to be today. But God just wants us to know that he is able. He's still the same God yesterday, today, and forever, that he will, can, and still is delivering people from their past. Real quickly, I thought about something we used to say in the world. When we tease our friends, they may say something so ugly, we say, all right now, you're going too far. Don't go too far now. That's just warning them, hey, don't take it there. But yet we just letting you know, hey, I can forgive you, but just don't do so much that I can't forgive you from. But God is not like that. God will forgive us from the depths of sin. That's why he died. That's the reason why he died on the cross, to forgive us from our sins.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Prophetess Davis. There are people now that are in bad situations, and maybe somebody we've been able to help here tonight that have felt that they've gone too far, but we're here to try to encourage you that you've not too far gone. God is still able to turn situations around. It's time for us to go to break now. That number again is 215-383-5866 for prayer requests and for questions. We're here and we're going to break, and this is Apostle Gregory Martin saying, we'll see you on the other side of break. God bless you. God bless you. This is Apostle Gregory Martin, and we're on the other side of break. Our topic to this evening has been, you may have gone too far, but you're not too far gone. You may have gone too far, but you're not too far gone. And we've had a great panelist here on tonight, Minister Anthony Mason and Minister Nikki Cuthbert, Sister Evangelist Yvette Watson, Minister Daniel Martin, and also Minister Yvonne Watson, Prophetess Tasha Taylor, Minister April Reeves, and Minister Kenneth Davis, and Prophetess Delphi Davis. And they have actually dealt with the subject on tonight. I may have gone too far, but you may have gone too far, but you're not that far gone. And I'll tell you some of the topics and subjects, I mean some of the subjects that they dealt with on tonight that's in the Bible is only designed to encourage you that regardless of where you felt you have gone, not only in your body, not only in your mind, not only in life itself, that you are not at a place that you've gone too far, that you are too far gone for God to help, for God to bring in help and deliverance. And I think that one of the greatest expressions here on tonight could have been when I heard some things about Manasseh that I did not realize myself, and in the the area of life that he digressed into. If God could bring Manasseh up, he can bring you up. If God could turn around some of these others, Samson and some of these others that people made mention about on tonight, God can turn around and turn you around. If God can deliver the demonic person that was in the garden, and God can deliver you, if God can bring Jonah out of the whale's belly, he can bring you out of the situation you're in. If he can turn the prodigal son around and then cause him to have a moment of intelligence, he can turn around and turn you around. If he can turn around and forgive David for all the hideous acts that he did, and then at the end, because David was honest, say he's a man after my own heart, he can turn around and cause you to become a person after his own heart. If God can use you to turn around and minister to others, well, then God will also use you to bring others out. And with that being said, I want to also bring in one more evangelist here, and that's Yvette Watson, Sister Yvette Watson. Can you tell us in these closing times on this other side of break about that individual that are those people that may have been gone to the point that they felt that they've gone too far, but they are not too far gone? Can you give us any other expression here on tonight for our listening audience while we wait for the callers to come in?
Apostle Martin, I was thinking about when we were, as we continued to talk about feeling like you have gone too far. A lot of times we may find ourselves in situations where we have done some things that's just hideous, and the reason why we feel like we've gone too far is because we get to the point where even though we've repented, even though God has forgiven us, we haven't had an opportunity, we haven't taken that chance to forgive ourselves. And we begin to condemn ourselves from something that God has already forgiven us for and we've already repented for. And even though it may look to you as, okay, I understand I repented, but it was just so horrible, God. How could I do this, Lord God? How would you even accept me back after I've done something so hideous and so horrible? But I begin to think about the scripture in Romans 8:1 when the Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. And I begin to think about that. God has already forgiven us. Once you've repented, once you've asked God to forgive you, once you've turned your back on that thing, you haven't done something so hideous and so horrible that Christ can't forgive you for it. And God is no longer holding you that against you once you've
repented from that, then you've been forgiven. And the next thing is for you to do now is to forgive your own self, because Christ have already forgiven you. Christ have already set you free. Christ have already restored you and redeemed you, and he's already died and shed his blood for you. He already knew from the beginning that you were going to make that fault, and all he wanted you to do was, when it came to that time when you did mess up, God waited, there for you to repent. And now that you've repented, then now it's time to pick up pieces and continue on with your walk of salvation. Don't go back to doing the things that you did, and go on and live your life as someone who's been redeemed and restored and saved. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All right. So God is willing to forgive. Again, I heard you say there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Well, I want to ask also Sister Yvonne Watson, what would you say that? What would you say? Is there hope for anybody that really, really won't help?
Pastor Martin, yes, absolutely. When we want help, this brings us to a place of repentance. Just like when Manasseh prayed, he was restored right back to his place of authority. And that is what God does with us. We don't have to work our way back into his good graces. We don't have to prove that we are acceptable. We just keep walking on in our forgiveness. We are clean. We are forgiven. We are righteous in God's eyes by the blood of Jesus and his resurrection power. And don't forget now, while you're going through it, just like Hebrews 12:6 says, God chastens those whom he loves. He may have to discipline us and bring hardship into our lives because of our rebellion. But one thing I know for sure, when we truly repent, we are truly forgiven. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're truly forgiven when we truly repent. But yet we still have people that do not really know that their sin has been forgiven. I like for Prophetess Delphi Davis, if you can respond just for a moment concerning those that don't even know that their sin has been forgiven. How can they actually know that?
Well, the first thing, Pastor Martin, the Bible says, as far as your sins, you know them. And so a lot of times people don't want to acknowledge their sins, but they know that they done wrong. They know that they're in a place because there's a God that convicts you when you get out of the will of God. God begins to convict you and let you know, hey, that's not my will for you. It doesn't matter what the situation is or the circumstance. Before you go too far, God begins to convict you. But what happens is people, they tend to turn off the conviction. So that is what takes them down further into the deeps of sin. But nevertheless, only thing they have to do is to acknowledge their sins. And God is, he, like I said in the beginning, he is faithful and just to forgive your sin. But you know your sins. If you know that you told a lie, you know you lied. Don't act like you didn't know that you told that lie. Yes, you did. If you know you sleeping with somebody else's husband, you know you're doing wrong. You know God ain't in that. So you know your sins, but you got to acknowledge it enough. You got to want to be delivered enough to acknowledge that, Lord, I'm doing wrong and I need some help.
Well, I tell you, that sounds pretty good there, Sister Davis. Minister April Rees, what do you think about that? What if a person is going down a one-way street, they look like they're going straight to a dead end? Is there any hope for that person? And if so, how can that person get help? If they're on a one-way street, looking like they're hitting a dead end, what do they do? What can you tell them that they can do? All right, Minister April Rees.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Martin. Well, if there's someone who just going straight down the street, they feel like there's no hope. They feel like everything that they've done is wrong. They feel like giving up on their self. They just don't believe in their self. I would stop and I would take a moment. And me personally, I would just talk to God. I would come to the point where I'm like, look, Lord, I did this, I did that. I don't see myself getting out of this. I cannot get out of it, my Lord. I need your grace. I need your mercy. Lord God, everybody that was in the Bible that was examples, you did it for them. I know you, oh God. I know your word. Now I'm asking you to do a change in me. sometimes you have to stop what you're doing. See, some people, sometimes they be trying to make change for themselves. They feel like, I can do this and I can do that. But sometimes things take God to do it. And some people just don't know how to depend on God. You have to be able to depend on God to make changes for you, too. You, certain things you have to do, but it's certain things that you got to allow God to do. Some things that are impossible for you is possible for God. Amen.
Amen. Well, that sounds pretty good. Minister Kenneth Davis, but I've got a question to ask you, if you will, if you'll help us out here on tonight. What about, I've heard the expression or seen, I was going down a highway one day, and I seen the a sign, a road sign that said either detour or U-turn. Explain to me what it may be saying, detour or U-turn.
Praise Lord, Pastor Martin. When he talks about a detour or U-turn, that means turn away from your sin, turn around, don't go back, don't even look back. Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt because she looked back. But if you can not look back and press on towards the mark or where God wants you to be, it says just like in Micah 7:18-19, who is God like unto thee that pardon iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delight in mercy. And he will turn again, he will have compassion on us, and he will subdue our iniquities, and that will he will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. And that's where we hear that old phrase from, he'll put our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. That God, he's merciful, he will forgive you. Turn, don't look back, don't go back, turn away from your sin. People say a 360, no, a 90 degree, because you do a 360, you turn it, and then you turn right back to it. So turn away from it and go the opposite direction.
Opposite direction. Turn away from it. I think sometimes people try to, in other words, they become self-deceptive, where they're deceiving themselves when they really haven't turned away from it. But yet, it's like going to the store to buy a pack of cigarettes, and they're saying, Lord, deliver me from these cigarettes. Or going to the liquor store to buy another drink, and they're saying, Lord, deliver me from drinking, while they're pouring the drink in the glass. Well, sometimes you just got to go cold turkey and turn away from something. And with that being said, I want to ask Minister Daniel Martin. Minister Daniel Martin, when a person turns away
Amen,
from
Pastor
sin,
Martin.
Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Hey, Pastor Martin, it's Elder Anthony. I was letting you know we have a comment from the call line.
Okay.
Amen. We have Prophetess Martin on the line. We'd like to make a comment.
Okay. All right.
Amen, Prophetess Martin,
go ahead,
you there?
Go.
Yeah, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I just wanted to say I was listening in, and I heard Apostle Martin say, what can a person do? And that kind of struck with me. I was listening, and I heard several of the comments, and I heard Minister Watson say about feeling condemned, and I heard Minister Davis talk about you know what you're doing, and I heard someone else say about stopping cold turkey, and I was thinking that sometimes people are at a point they've gone so far that they don't know how to turn, or they're feeling so condemned that they're at a place where they just feeling lost, and they're feeling like they've gone to that point where they've gone too far, that they don't know how to turn. They're at a point where they don't know where to go, they don't know what to say, they don't know how to get out of that pit. They've gone into a place of a pit, and they don't know how to get out. They don't know the next step. They don't know how to get out, and they know that they're in a bad place. They know they've gotten to that bad place. They're in like a state of addiction, and they don't know how to get out. And I was thinking about the scripture in Joel 2:32, and it says, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Sometimes you just got to get down on your knees and just call out to Jesus and say, help, Lord. I don't know what else to do. I'm at a place, I'm in this state of sin, I'm in this state of where I'm drinking, or I'm on drugs, or I'm in fornication, or I'm in this relationship, or I'm in this situation, or I'm in this circumstance, and I don't know how to get out. I don't know how to get out of this situation. I don't know how to get out of this circumstance, or I've gone too far, I'm in this thing, and I don't know how to get out. I don't know what to do. I don't know what the next step. All I know is I need your help. And I'm calling on the name of Jesus. I've gone too far, and I don't know how to get out. So you just have to just call on the name of Jesus. And God promises you right there in Job 2 and 32 that whosoever, I don't care who you are, I don't care what state you're in, that if you call on the name of the Lord, that you shall be delivered. It says it again in Romans. If you call on the name of the Lord, that he will save you. If you will sincerely, if you want to be delivered, if you want to be saved, if you don't know how to get out of your situation, if you don't know how to get from the place where you feel you've gone too far, you may feel condemned, you may feel in a bad situation, you may feel that you've gone too far, and I don't know how to get out of this. I don't know. I done messed up so bad. I don't know how to get out of this. I done messed up with my family. I done messed up in my marriage. I done messed up with my children. I done messed up with my husband. I done messed up with my wife. I done messed up with my mama. I done messed up on my job. I done messed up with my money. I done messed up everywhere. I done just messed up everywhere. And I don't know how to get out. The only place I know to go is to Jesus. And you call upon the name of Jesus, I guarantee you he will deliver you. He will not fail. If you go boldly to him and you go honestly before him and put your heart before him and you pour out your soul before him, you say, Lord, I need your help, he will in no wise turn you away. He will deliver you. He will set you free, and he will give you the help that you need. So I just wanted to put that out there to the listening audience. I don't care where you are. I don't care what state you're in. You haven't gone too far that he can't reach out to you. You haven't gone so deep that he can't pick you up. You haven't gone so low that he can't reach down and grab you and pull you out of whatever state that you're in. Call on the name of the Lord, and he will deliver you. I guarantee you that. I know that he is a deliverer. He is a savior. He is an almighty God, and he will pick you up. He will deliver you. He will pick you up out of your sins. He will pick you up out of your mess. He will pick you up out of whatever you've gotten yourself into. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how horrible it seems. I don't care what it looked like, what it feel like, how far you seem like you've gone. God is able, and he will bring you up out of it. I don't care what it is, whoever you are that's listening tonight, whatever situation you've gotten yourself into, God is able to deliver you and to get you out of your situation. So I just wanted to share that with the listening audience tonight. You can be delivered, and Jesus is able to get you out of it.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless the prophetess Martin here. Amen. I was glad to hear that discourse that she gave here on tonight, that everybody should have an understanding and know that God will deliver you. And Daniel, I want to ask you, Minister Daniel Martin, will God deliver you?
Yes, he will, sir. Yes, he will. Romans 10 and 9, if you believe in your heart and ask God and ask Jesus to come in your life, he will deliver you and he will save your soul from damnation. Amen.
He will deliver you. He will deliver you. Regardless of where you're at, regardless of where you've been, will God deliver you? Minister Antoinette Martin, will God deliver you, as the prophet has said?
Yes. Yes, Pastor Martin, yes, he will. And I'm a living witness that he'll deliver you.
And like Prophet Martin said, if you call out to God with your whole heart and trust and believe that he will deliver you, then he'll do just that.
He will do just that. Prophetess Tasha Taylor, will God deliver a person? I want some more witnesses to verify what has already been stated. Will God deliver a person?
Yes, sir, he will deliver because God is faithful. Everybody on this line and those that are saved can testify that God is a deliverer. So if he's delivered us, he can deliver whoever the listening audience that feels like they are bound because God wants us free. So, yeah, he will deliver. If you desire that, he'll give it to you.
God wants us free. He will deliver. Minister April Reeves, will God deliver you? I believe that you can tell, will God deliver you?
Yes, he will, Pastor Martin. I'm a living witness. He will deliver you, no matter what circumstance or situation you're in. Like Prophetess Martin said, if you call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he will deliver you.
To our listening audience all over, Sister Yvette, will God deliver you? Will God deliver you, Sister Yvette? Minister Evangelist,
yes, sir.
Yvette.
Yes, sir, he will deliver you just like he did for the thief that was on the cross. He did it also for Mary Magdalene, who was a prostitute, and he did it for me. He delivered me from all the sin that I was in, and he'll do it for
God
you.
God will deliver you. God will do it. God will deliver you. And I'll tell you, I appreciate our panel here tonight and everyone that, and especially my wife, Prophetess Martin, being on the broadcast here tonight that laid a great discourse on regardless of where you are in life and regardless of what you've done, where you have been, and where you feel you are now, if you call upon the name of Jesus Christ, he will deliver you. And to all of our listening audience, you're getting ready to go into prayer, and we want to get ready to pray for you. And if you know someone that's sick and they're sickness is seemingly prolonged by time and by the part of how that is the effect that is having up on their body. Well, I want to pray for you also. I want to pray for all of you that have been oppressed and depressed and going through. I want to pray for you that got problems and situations that you're having in your family. I want to pray for you concerning God healing you and restoring health unto you and strengthening you here on tonight. And I appreciate our topic again was you may feel that you've gone too far, but you're not too far gone. And you must believe that, and you must receive that because God is the one that will bring you out. He's a turning point in your situation and in your life and in your condition, whether it be sickness or some kind of a mental thing that you may be experiencing, God will bring you out. Let me get ready to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, we thank you, oh God, for our listening audience that's been tuning in and listening to us from California to Arizona, from Little Rock, Arkansas, to the Carolinas, God, and to other parts of the country. We praise and bless you right now for our listening audience. Let your power, your spirit, and your anointing fall upon our listening audience in the name of Jesus. And I want you to move and open doors for them in Jesus' name and work signs and wonders and miracles according to your word in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for hearing our prayer and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Now, this is Apostle Gregory Martin saying to our listening audience on Blog Talk Deliverance Live, God bless you. I'm going to give it to the hands of our co-host.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Martin. This show has been brought to you by Deliverance Unlimited International Church, 2426 Favron Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331. Our service times are 10 a.m. Sunday morning Sunday school, 11 a.m. Sunday morning worship, and 11 and 6 p.m. Sunday evening worship. We ask that you come and join us, and we know that deliverance is yours, and you can be set free and delivered from anything that you go through. You may have gone too far, but you're not too far gone. And as we exit and end the show tonight, tonight. We ask that you listen to our exit song and know that you're worth fighting for. God bless you and good night.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. There's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might you're straightening out my path. Opening every door. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Nothing can separate me from when there's so much more.
help me say that. Say it one more time for me. He's having me.
There is so much more.
Separate me from the world when there's so much more. Yes, for what's fighting. Eyes haven't seen. Ears haven't heard. All you plan for me. And nothing can separate.
it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll be faithful to my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth